The FAA issues an AD for certain Boeing 737s. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy lives up to its name. And NextGen ATC is also a jobs program? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, April 6th, 2011. As promised, the FAA yesterday issued an emergency airworthiness directive covering Boeing 737-300s, 400s, and 500s. The step follows last Friday's rapid decompression in flight of a Southwest 737-300, in which the lap joint at stringer S4L between body stations 664 and 727 cracked and opened up at 34,000 feet. The other two models share similar construction at that part of the aircraft. An eddy current inspection regimen devised by Boeing and issued as a service bulletin will be mandated by the FAA's AD. The details are front page news on the agency's website at faa.gov. Elon Musk, CEO and chief rocket designer for Space Exploration Technologies, aka SpaceX, yesterday unveiled the final specifications and launch date for the Falcon Heavy. Those specs make it the world's largest rocket. Speaking at a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Musk revealed, quote, "Falcon Heavy will carry more payload to orbit or escape velocity than any vehicle in history, apart from the Saturn V moon rocket, which was decommissioned after the Apollo program. This opens a new world of capability for both government and commercial space missions. Falcon Heavy will arrive at our Vandenberg, California launch complex by the end of next year, with liftoff to follow soon thereafter. First launch from our Cape Canaveral launch complex is planned for late 2013 or 2014, unquote. The Falcon Heavy is built using 3 9-engine cores. It boasts an orbital payload capability of over 53 metric tons, or 117,000 pounds. That's more than the max takeoff weight of a fully loaded Boeing 737-200 with 136 passengers. It also claims more than twice the payload, but less than one-third the cost of a Delta IV Heavy built by United Launch Alliance, a Boeing-Lockheed Martin joint venture. Musk says that because Falcon Heavy is designed to one day carry humans to space, it's also designed with higher safety margins than the Delta. Find more jaw-dropping specs and details in the text version of this story, dated April 6th, at aero-news.net. Language in the House version of FAA reauthorization would accelerate airline equipage for NextGen as a sort of jobs program. The bill, passed by the House on Friday, includes an amendment authorizing a public-private partnership to jumpstart equipage. The NextGen Equipage Fund, LLC, would bring substantial private sector capital to overcome the investment barriers that have prevented many air carriers and other operators from investing in the next-gen technologies for their aircraft. These barriers are driven mainly by the need to start making these investments several years before the FAA systems can deliver benefits. Russ Chu, general partner of NextGen Fund LLC, former FAA chief operating officer, and former JetBlue Airways president, commented, quote, "Accelerating next-gen aircraft equipage will unlock real economic growth and benefits, such as job creation, as soon as equipment orders are placed. According to research that we've conducted, accelerating next-gen equipage will create up to 32,000 jobs and $23.5 billion in economic growth over its five-year ramp-up period," unquote. A statement on the fund's website says ITT Corporation, other aerospace companies, and Wall Street are partners. Find out more at www.nextgenfund.com. Up next on ANN, it's already been 50 years since Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space. NASA schedules Endeavour for launch April 29th, and TSA approves expedited airline pilot screening. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
PiperMatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/PiperAircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 6th. I'm Paul Plack. 1 week shy of the 50th anniversary of the first human spaceflight, NASA astronaut Ron Guerin and Russian cosmonauts Andrei Borisenko and Alexander Samokutiev launched to the International Space Station at 6:18 p.m. Eastern Time Monday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The Soyuz rocket that lifted Guerin, Borisenko, and Samokutiev into orbit was decorated with Yuri Gagarin's name. The mission lifted off from the same launch pad used on April 12, 1961, when Gagarin became the first human to journey into space. The crew is scheduled to dock the Soyuz TMA-21 spacecraft to the space station's Poisk port this evening. Following discussions among the International Space Station partners on Sunday, NASA has targeted the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour's STS-134 mission for the afternoon of Friday, April 29th. The delay removes a scheduling conflict with a Russian Progress supply vehicle scheduled to launch April 27th and arrive at the station on the 29th. NASA managers will hold a flight readiness review on Tuesday, April 19th, to assess the team's readiness to support launch. An official launch date will be selected at the conclusion of that meeting. The National Mediation Board has granted the Association of Flight Attendants CWA's request to declare that the United Continental merger has created a single transportation system for the purposes of flight attendant representation. Over 24,000 FAs will soon vote for union representation at the combined airline. Veda Shook, AFA International President, said Friday, quote, "Today is a watershed moment in our union and an exciting day for the thousands of flight attendants at the new United Airlines who are ready to advance our careers with AFA representation. AFA sought this election because we want to unite flight attendants as quickly as possible in order to take maximum advantage of the leverage we have from the merger," unquote. Both work groups have their own contracts from before the merger. A successful representation vote for AFA would combine negotiations next time the contracts become amendable. Representatives from the Airline Pilots Association and the Air Transport Association have met with TSA Administrator John Pistol and received approval for testing of a new crew member screening system. This enhanced identity and employment verification system should make airport checkpoint screening more efficient for everyone who depends on air transportation. The system is jointly sponsored by ALPA and ATA and will tie airline employee databases together and enable transportation security officers to positively verify identity and employment status of crew members. An early version of an alternate screening method called the Crew Personnel Advanced Screening System, or CrewPass, has been used successfully at three East Coast airports for almost 3 years. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak says he looks forward to nationwide deployment as soon as possible. Quote, "As professional airline pilots, we have been through employment checks. We have been fingerprinted. We have been through criminal background checks. We are the most highly screened employees in the aviation industry. This enhanced process recognizes those facts by providing pilots with a technologically modern and highly efficient alternative to the traditional security screening process," unquote. The Association of Flight Attendants CWA is also happy. The program would include flight attendants in the new expedited screenings after the test period is over. Still ahead, Eclipse gets an STC for Avio's integrated flight management system. KC-130s learn to do close air support. And LSA companies collaborate on a southern sales tour. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
we're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, April 6th. I'm Paul Platt. The FAA has issued an STC to Eclipse Aerospace for an IFMS, or Integrated Flight Management System, for the Eclipse 500 jet. The system was developed by Innovative Solutions and Support, specifically for integration in the Eclipse. Avio IFMS provides dynamically calculated top-of-descent guidance, coupled LPV approach, airway and Victor route navigation, RNP with auto or manual modes, holding patterns and procedure turns, parallel offsets, storage for 99 flight plans, and more, and includes enhanced graphics for charts and weather products. Mason Holland of Eclipse Aerospace says orders placed now will have an average delivery time of about 60 days. The U.S. Marine Corps has taught some KC-130J tanker transport aircraft how to do close air support in Afghanistan. The Harvest Hawk system equips the big plane with a version of the target sight sensor used on the AH-1Z Cobra attack helicopter, and a complement of 4 Hellfire and 10 Griffin missiles, a system typically employed on UAVs. Crew members say the aircraft retains its original capabilities in refueling and transportation, and that the entire weapon system can be removed in less than a day if necessary. A group of LSA manufacturers is planning a 4-city tour this week to show off aircraft and educate the public on the advantages of the Sport Pilot Certificate. The tour visits Midcoast Regional Airport in Savannah, Georgia, today, Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina, Thursday, the Peach State Aerodrome in Williamston, Georgia, on Friday morning, and Peachtree DeKalb Airport in the Atlanta area Friday afternoon and all day Saturday. Planes displayed will include Flight Design, Cub Crafters, Sport Air USA, Legend Cub, Remos, Jabiru, and RANS models. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated April 5th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, a new training course from King Schools, titled Flying the Citation Mustang Single Pilot, is now available. It features a scenic trip from Palm Springs to Page, Arizona, giving John and Martha the chance to demonstrate and explain each phase of flight in the Cessna Citation Mustang. John King commented, quote, "To a pilot with a piston-powered background like us, there's no greater thrill than transitioning to a new jet. Watching these videos will put you right up front with us for an actual flight in the Mustang. Along the way, you will learn both about the Mustang and about flying jets in general," unquote. The course also includes bonus features describing what your experience in getting type-rated in the Mustang would be like. Flying the Citation Mustang Single Pilot includes 54 minutes of video and is available from King Schools for $99, or about $50 less than the King's recently announced Cessna Skycatcher video course. So why is a BizJet video cheaper than an LSA video? Just a wild guess here, but which plane would they have to pay you more to fly? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, visitors to the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring tell ANN why they came and what they're looking for in light sport aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.